Well, we began looking at sustainability seriously in 2006. And for us, initially, and I think this is true of many companies, it was about our operations and how do we manage more effectively our operations to reduce our environmental impact and to find efficiencies and money as a result. When we began doing that, we realized that there were lots of companies doing this as well. And we got interested in the SRI community, socially responsible investing community, and wanted to understand a little bit more about asset management and how those funds were constructed and managed and the trends and so forth. We really didn't have many clients in that space. It became really interesting to us to see that there was a brand new data set that was helping inform investors about more than just financial capital. I think that as a financial information company that is trying to deliver value to its clients, we recognized that extending the notion of capital beyond financial to human and environmental was becoming more and more important.
Do you think you will extend your strategy to other fields?
Yeah, each firm, in my view, needs to take a look at sustainability and say, okay, what do I do well as a firm? And how do I use that skill to apply it to a sustainable problem that the world may have? So how do I use my unique skill set to accelerate? So for GE, it's eco-imagination. For DuPont and others, it's around insulation and energy efficiency. For Bloomberg, it's data, news, and analytics. This is what we do very well. So I feel it's not only an opportunity, but somewhat of a responsibility for us as a firm to try to push the envelope in those areas. How do we cover these issues better so that our client base of business and financial leaders can understand the broad long-term and medium and short-term implications of these issues, which really, particularly in the U.S., have not been as well understood as they are perhaps in Europe?
What do you think Bloomberg will stand in the next 10 years? Is that one of the 1% who is working with sustainability, or did it grow in the U.S.?
Well, this is one of these questions that people ask often is, will you have a separate sustainability group, or will it be integrated into across all the business units? I would argue both. You still need to have, because it's an ever-evolving field, you need people whose sole responsibility is to push the sustainability envelope, but you also have to educate and collaborate with the other departments, both operationally and from a product development side, about what they can do. And I'll give you an anecdote, is that when we started this thing, my team of four used to give projects to facilities, say, these are the projects we want to do. Now, about 75% of the projects we do come from them around the world, and we just help them flesh out the financials and the environmental and financial benefits of them. But they come from them. They've gotten interested. They've taken ownership. It makes good business sense. So I really think that you wouldn't be able to say there's X amount of people that work in sustainability, but the idea would be to extend the notion that there's an opportunity around sustainability in pretty much every department, be it operational or product or other.
Changing your strategy in 2006, in data, what did it bring Bloomberg?
Well, I mean, we are a big company. We'll do $7.5 billion in revenue this year. And for us, the sustainability products are small in comparison, but they're growing very, very fast. What I have found most encouraging is that the different product groups, fixed income, equities, news, valuation, others around commodities, research, all of those groups have a need for sustainability-related news, data, and analytics. And it's a question of developed market demand and education. And I think that in today's world, most of the financial professionals and business professionals are very, very busy. And they are interested in this stuff, but it is complicated. And drawing the connection between their day-to-day jobs and what it means to be sustainable is our goal and objective. And if we can do that, we can add real value for our customers in the long run. And I think that's important. And I think a reflection of that is the fact that I sit in the chairman's office. I don't sit off in an operating group or in a product group, but we sit in the strategic nerve of the firm because that's the level of importance, both on the opportunity and risk management side, that we see sustainability playing.